I just came out for a walk and it really got me thinking about how difficult people make it for themselves to get content out there. So I come out for a walk every single day, and being able to just hit record on the audio recorder that is just naturally in my iPhone with my headphones plugged in is a very low barrier to entry way to get stuff out there. And so before I get into today's episode, I'd like to challenge you. How can you make things easier for yourself? Because as a business owner, I really try to do two things every single day, no matter what, so that I have certainty that the business is moving forward. So number one, and people are pretty surprised to hear this, but I have a list of people who are potential clients for Impact School that I will just check up on every single day. And so this list obviously changes as time goes on, depending on people that have come interested and potentially wanting to work with us. But the reason I do this is because I don't believe in follow-up, which is just like, hey, I just want to follow up with you. I believe in value-based follow-up. So what is value-based follow-up? Well, instead of just saying, oh, just bumping the conversation, or oh, did you see the above? Instead, it's giving them some free value, some information that would actually be useful to them in reaching the goals that they want to have. And as the business owner, if we have people on our team, on our sales team, for example, it's really easy to just say, oh, well, it's all good. My sales team are on top of it. But at the end of the day, I like to know with certainty that I'm still doing the activities that I expect of my sales team, because then without shadow of a doubt, even if all the salespeople are not bringing in any cash flow that month, I am bringing in some sales from my hit list. That's what I call it. And so what's interesting is that I think a lot of people try and get this off their plate way too soon. But for me, that's revenue that's coming into the business, right? And so if you're the one that's definitely able to at least bring in some revenue so that you can make some sales, then that's a good activity that's worth time. And then the second thing that I will focus on every single day is some type of content creation. And again, that's because as the business owner, I'm the one that knows the most information about all areas of the business. So if I know, okay, in sales, we're often hearing this objection, or if I'm speaking to one of the people who I have on my hit list, then I know, well, I just heard that objection, so let's go and make a piece of content about that. And then that creates leverage for the rest of the team and for other potential clients who are also having that objection to also see. Simultaneously, if, for example, I know that our clients are all struggling with this one thing, then I can go ahead and make some type of content about that, which is going to be able to be relevant to all the people in our audience who are potentially going through the same thing. Or it's just content for clients, right? Which then I can build once, and then all of the team members at Impact School can then go and send to all of the clients. And so it's just very high leverage activities. So every day I'm following up with the people who are on my hit list, and I'm making some type of content, whether that be content for the audience or content for our members at Impact School. And I think that when you can get into this mindset that, yeah, well, while you can delegate everything, there's also very high leverage activities. So for me to speak with our very, very, very top potential members who are lighthouses, aka people who can then go ahead and bring us loads of referrals, or people that have a really big audience who then we can make some content together, and that's going to allow us to attract more similar people, that for me is super high leverage. Because if my sales team may think, oh, well, that person's never going to close because they're just too far away and it's just not going to happen anytime soon, I'm okay with that, because I'm not like super, super necessary to desperately bring in revenue right now. Again, that's why I have people on my sales team and also all the automations, etc., that we have set up. But at the same time, I'm willing to build those relationships because I know that this can be really, really good for the business in the long run. And then the second thing is the content. Again, that's super high leverage, because if you're able as the founder to get the information that's cross-departmental, then that is a beautiful thing, because then you're able to tie that in to serve all of your members in one go, and also to be able to essentially weave together sales, marketing, and client success through what you're hearing across the company. So my question to you is, if you're finding it hard to do these activities that are like, these are the things that are going to really drive the needle forward, by the way, because if you're constantly just focused on one-on-one client work or one-on-one sales calls or all this one-on-one stuff, clicking buttons as well, which is kind of just, you know, a tech piece that can be easily done. For example, we built out a tool for our clients that gives them their CRM, their pipelines, all of their DMing, all of their funnels, website, etc., texting their clients, everything in one spot. Because we didn't want our members to be focused on the parts of the business that they don't necessarily need to do. And if you're interested in learning more about joining Impact School, you can just go over to impactschoolpodcast.com/apply. That is impactschoolpodcast.com/apply. And then there's going to be a quick little form for you to fill out there where you can schedule a one-on-one call with a member of our team to learn more about how we can serve you. But the reason why we built that tool for our clients and our members is because we don't want them spending time on low leverage activities. We want our members spending time on those high leverage activities. Because, for example, let's say you're selling something that over a 3 to 6 month period brings you in between 2.8 to 10K plus. Well, then if you're able to actually save your energy to focus on the highest value members that are potentially going to join, you're also able to focus on putting out content that can connect with those people, and you're able to focus on ensuring that your existing clients and members are all getting the same information which you build once, and then your team or yourself, you're able to serve out to every single member individually, so you're able to scale that intimacy, because scaling intimacy is a huge thing. Then that's definitely high leverage, okay? So at Impact School, our aim is to ensure that bird sounds so cute. Our aim is to ensure that you're able to build and turn your business into a high profit lean machine business that you absolutely love to run, so that you're not constantly focusing on things that you hate or activities and business and clients that are draining you. We want you to be able to have that business that is really enjoyable for you, that gives you the lifestyle that you want, and that allows you to go out into the world and create that content that connects with your people, and know with certainty that on the back end, you have that safety net. And that safety net is turning your new audience members, the people that are watching the content that you love to create, into members or clients, and those clients and members are actually being served with a model which doesn't require more of you and your time. And so how we do that, the model that we believe in, is called a CEO scale system. And this is whereby you take everything that's in your head, all your products, services, everything that you're offering, that you or that you have in your mind right now, and it packages it up into a outcome oriented product, which then takes your members from where they are now to where they want to be, and charging a premium price for that, because when people don't pay, they don't pay attention. Oh wow, that church sounds beautiful. And this is why I love taking you out for walks. You know, we get to be here with nature, with the community, wherever we are in the world. Right now I'm on my 13th country in 12 months, so that's pretty cool. But anyway, and then the next thing is ensuring that you have a $1 million audience system, so that you can go out there and create the content that you love. And know with certainty that on the back end of that content, there's automation set up so that you don't need to have a giant and stressful sales team. And so that then you just get pinged, hey, this is a good lead. Go ahead and have a quick convo with them. You jump in using our money-making messaging method. And then from there, either you enroll them in the DMs or you hop on a sales call with them. And then you can gather information on that sales call and learn more to see, you know, even if the lead doesn't close, well, let's take information from this. What were the objections? Cool. I got some new objections. Now I'm going to go out and make some content about that. And it just all cycles around and around and around, because of course we give you the exact organic social media strategy. So if you're interested in learning more, just go to impactschoolpodcast.com/apply. There'll be a quick application form there. And I really would look forward to just even speaking with you about having you join Impact School, so that we can serve you, so that we can support you. And this has been a nice little walk that we've had together here today. So go binge listen to some of the other older episodes of Impact School podcast. I'm really, really, really just enjoying making this content and sharing with you all the things that I've learned, because definitely have made mistakes from trying to shortcut some of this stuff in the past. And so now I want to share this with you so that you can have the business that you love to run. So my name is Lauren Tickner. This is Impact School's podcast. I commit to you that we will not have ads on here. Just letting you know about joining Impact School. And by the way, if you know anyone that could be a good member, we pay out $500 for anyone that you refer. So all you need to do if you want to refer somebody is just make a three-way chat between the Impact School Instagram, Impact_school, that's our only Instagram account. Make a three-way chat with yourself, the person who could be interested in joining, and then the Impact School Instagram, and just let us know that you came from the podcast and that you're sending referrals, and then every single person that ends up joining, we will then pay you out that $500 for every single person. So it could be a nice way for you to make some extra money and go and enjoy some fun activities with your friends, family and loved ones. So with that said, my aim is to ensure that you have a business that you love, and I'm so grateful to serve you. Thank you so much. Go listen to another episode and enjoy the rest of your day.